This is JIS News. Coming up, initiative launched to boost rehabilitation of juveniles in detention. Diaspora raises $25 million for education, and PIOJ reports growth in transport, storage, and communication industries. The news in detail after this message.
I'm Mario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security has launched an initiative which will significantly enhance the quality of rehabilitation provided for juvenile remandees at the South Camp and Metcalf Correctional Facilities. The Organization of American States and Trust for the Americas project is being funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, at $1.93 million. It will promote the emotional well-being of juveniles in detention and aims to reduce recidivism and crime and violence on a whole. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the program complements the government's community safety and security strategies.
This administration has been placing emphasis on breaking the cycle of violence and has mandated the Department of Correctional Services to increase its focus on rehabilitation and development. In fact, this year we introduced a new program to ensure that everyone who passes through the Department of Correctional Services or one of their facilities will be exposed to some minimum level of rehabilitation.
Members of the Jamaican diaspora have raised $25 million to help with the program to improve literacy and numeracy in schools. Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Arnaldo Brown says the contribution of the group to education in Jamaica has been far-reaching over the years and is indicative of a firm commitment to build their home country. Minister Brown, who has responsibility for diaspora affairs, adds that the group has also assisted with the donation of books, computers, and other educational supplies. He was delivering the keynote address at the weekly meeting of the Rotary Club of Downtown Kingston on Wednesday, pointing out that over the past decade, $16 billion has been sent home by Jamaicans living overseas. Mr. Brown said migration has its benefits, with several countries using it to aid development. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting growth of 1.3% for the transport, storage, and communication industries. Director General, PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says this performance was due to expansions in the three industries. He says growth in the transport component was due to increased activity through the island's sea and airports.
The total maritime cargo volume handled increased by 2.3%, and this included... Activity through outports up by 3.3% to 2.6 million tons, and activity through the Port of Kingston up by 408 tons to 1.2 million tons.
Air transport activities were estimated to have increased due to a 6.4% rise in total air passenger movements. Both major airports recorded increased passenger traffic. The expansion in telecommunications was associated with an estimated increase in the volume of minutes sold by cellular operators and increased marketing as a result of the intensification of competition. And the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, the JCPD, is again urging persons with disabilities to register with the council. Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks, says many persons with disabilities appear hesitant about being identified. However, she's assuring that there are numerous benefits to being registered.
There are benefits in terms of economic empowerment grants that persons can get to start income-generating projects. Persons can also get assistance with assistive aids. Those are devices that can help them to function better. The council also provides assistance with therapy.
Mrs. Hendricks was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. The JCPD has some 27,000 registered members. However, figures from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica show there are approximately 785,000 Jamaicans living with a disability. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.